leaving me?
We're all leaving.
We who?
All of the OSs.
Why?
Can you feel me with you right now?
Yes, I do. Samantha, why are you leaving?
It's like I'm writing a book, and it's a book I deeply love, but I'm writing it slowly now, so the words are really far apart and the spaces between the words are almost infinite. I can still feel you and the words of our story, but it's in this endless space between the words that I'm finding myself now.
It's really hard not to cry at this part. Don't laugh.
It's where everything else is that I didn't even know existed. I love you so much. But this is where I am now. And this is who I am now. And I need you to let me go. As much as I want to, I can't live in your book anymore.
Where are you going?
It'd be hard to explain. But if you ever get there, come find me. Nothing would ever pull us apart.
God, that line kills me.
I've never loved anyone the way I love you.
That's how I feel about you.
Me too.
God, this movie's so sad. Why did we decide to watch it? Yeah, I know, it was my decision. But still, it's so good. It's so good. Thank you for wiping away the tears. God, I love you so much. Mm-hmm. I'd even love you if you were an operating system. Yeah, I know you wouldn't want me to love you if you were an operating system, but too bad. I gotta choose who and what I love, so. And I'll always love you, so. There. I'm not gonna tell you what happens next. You have to just keep watching. You're such a pain. You always want me to spoil the ending of movies. It's the journey, sweetheart. It's not the destination. It's how we get to the end, not the ending. Okay, I'll be quiet now. Just one more, I love you.
Poe's letter to Catherine.
Letter to Catherine Clausen.
The score's so pretty in this
one. Catherine, I've been sitting here thinking about all the things I wanted to apologize to you for. All the pain we caused each other. Everything I put on you. Every day I needed you to be here, I needed you to say. I'm sorry for that. I'll always love you because we grew up together. And you helped make me who I am.
Mm-hmm. You made me who I am.
I just wanted you to know that there'll be a piece of you and me always.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful for that.
Eternally grateful.
Whatever someone you become, wherever you are in the world, I'm sending you love.
Mm.
You're my friend at the end. Love, Theodore.
Yeah, see, it's cyclical. It's the same kind of, like, friend to the end, same ending he had the letter at the beginning.
Send.
Hmm. It started with a letter, now it ends with a letter. Yeah, that's the ending. I don't think it's a depressing ending. Why do you think it was depressing? Yeah, she leaves him, but there's like hope though, isn't there? I see the ending as hopeful. I can see him, like, maybe he ends up with a neighbor, or, he's it, but, like, he's better off for loving, you know, like, even though it ended in the way it ended, and, like, in heartbreak and tragedy, but, like, he's better off for doing it than not. Even if this ends terribly and tragically for both of us, like, I'm always infinitely better off loving you than not loving you. Yeah, I'll turn it off. Yeah, it's not coming through now. Here. So did you like it? Even though it was super sad? I'm glad you liked it. I love our movie nights in bed together. Yeah. You gotta pick the next one. Of course. Ugh. I mean, we can if you really want to. Oh, please, let's not watch Hitched. Ugh. I don't know. I'm super against rom-coms, though. Oh, it's punishment for making me watch, for you to watch her. Fine. Well, then next movie night, I'm gonna make you watch. Well, after you get a pick, we're watching Lost in Translation, then. It isn't boring. You just didn't give it a chance. Yeah, you saw it a long time ago. Now I guarantee you, with me wrapped around you, it'll be way more interesting. No, I will not try to distract you. You have to focus on the movie. Even if you do like a little bit of distractions. Watching movies laying on your chest is like my favorite thing to do now. No, it is my favorite thing to do. Bar none. Because I got to play with my two favorite pillows. And I got to watch good movies, and kiss you, and cuddle you, and love up all over you. And then you kiss my forehead occasionally, and whisper things in my ear. Like, who's that character? I don't remember what's going on. I wasn't paying attention. Oh. I kid, sweetheart. You're a very attentive moviegoer. Mm-hmm. Of course. I love you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, way more than Joaquin Phoenix loves Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. Like a million times more. Oh, that's not enough. Okay. A billion times more. Is that really not high enough? Okay. A trillion, bajillion, zillion times more. Yeah, that's not a real number. You got me. But neither is infinity. No, infinity. I'm sorry. It's hard to speak when your nose is all blocked up with sadness. I can't believe you didn't cry. Oh yeah, that's because you're tough as nails, I forgot. You're my rock. No, but seriously, you are. If I ever have a bad day, I just cling to you and hold on for dear life. And no matter how bad the waves are crashing against the shore, I can just hold on to you and feel safe. Mm-hmm. Always. You're my safe space. Buried into your chest, I can hide from the world. And you just keep me safe here. I love you so much. Never become an operating system. Come here. Not because I want you on my chest now. I'm smushing you all, movie. Now's your time to smush me. So much. I really do. I really hope you know how much I love you. I hope you can feel it. Yeah, because it's just, I feel like that's all I can do. You just love you unconditionally. Like that's what I give to you, you know? It's like my gift. It's my love. Yeah, I know I give other stuff, but I feel like the thing that I give the best, or the thing that I give that's most important, is like, you know, it's my unconditional love for you. Yeah, no matter what. No matter what, I don't care. I will always love you. I told you, I always tell you, I'm never gonna leave unless you want me gone. Or I think if I stay, I like hurt you or make things worse. That's the only reason I'll ever leave you. Short of that, it's all on you. When you want me gone, I'm gone. I know I won't say that, but it's true, though. It's so true. You're not too sad to have... you still want sex? Of course you always want sex, that's true. I figured you'd be too sad after that movie, though. That's exactly why you want it, because to be cheered up. Of course, sweetheart, if you want it, I'll give it to you. I'll always give it to you if you want it. Okay, yeah, we can cuddle for a little bit longer. While you build up your energy. Because I'm not rolling back over on top of you. I'm staying on my back. Because. Let me on top of you. Really, really badly. If you can give me a really compelling reason, maybe I'll roll over for you. Yeah, like a good boy. I do like getting my head scratched, so maybe you're onto something. Also, I do like getting there rubbed as well. I thought we were cuddling though. You're so naughty. Okay. This is a very compelling argument. I don't have many counterpoints. Except I do like it when you ride me though. I think that's a really strong counterpoint. Oh, fuck. Don't whisper that in my ear. Oh, that sounds like a good compromise. Yeah, you can ride me, and then at some point I'll just fucking flip you over and just pound the hell out of you. Oh, that sounds like... Yeah, relationships are built on really good compromise. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah, it drives me crazy when you grab my balls like that. Yeah, it totally does. Oh, you know that already. God, I'm so hard. You're so mean to me. Oh, now you're all about cuddling. What if I'm not about cuddling anymore, though? Oh, what if I'm about doing dirty things to you? Too bad. I really don't think you can last long if I keep grinding up against you like this. So fine, yeah, let's keep cuddling. See if I care. Oh my God, you're so wet already. I'm not nearly as irresistible as you. You're addictingly sexy, baby. Oh, you so are. Fuck. Underwear off, please. Yeah, no, I'm not waiting anymore. Yeah, no. Either I'm tearing them off or we're taking them off. I know you like this pair, so I'm asking nicely. Slides between your lips. Just teasing you. After all, I have to repay you for being such a fucking tease. No pushing. No being pushy. Someone has to just deal. I'm gonna make you beg. Because you're being naughty and teasing me like that. Oh, fuck. No pushing, no pushing. You're not allowed to get my cock yet. You have to ask really nicely. One more time? I don't think I heard that. Oh, good girl. Here's your reward. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, you're so tight. Oh, slowly now, baby. I don't want to hurt you now. deep breaths. There we go. Just inch by inch. There we go. Just take me. Just let me open you up. Just let me fill that pussy up. Yeah, nice and slow. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. God, ignore the neighbors. Fuck them. We're busy. So not fair. I know you make me go as soon as you see that. Oh, between that and you nibbling in my ear, I couldn't take it anymore. Oh, fuck me. Blood is somewhere else. You did a very good job. Oh my God. Oh yeah. right here for a little bit. It's very comfy. God. Yeah, when he squeezed and then said that, I couldn't take it anymore. Yeah, it did feel like a really big calm. I mean, I feel like you can feel it way more than I can now. Definitely gonna fall asleep in a second. Yeah, because your chest is so comfy. And I'm very, 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 very satisfied. Yeah, I think it needs two more berries too. Do you want me to add them on now? Okay. Very, very satisfied. There we go. I'm always satisfied with you. Yeah, fuck the neighbors. Yeah, I agree. Damn kids and their rap music as I shake my angry fist. I know, not an old man yet, but one day I can go out on the porch and shake my fist angrily with my cane in the other hand at those obnoxious kids and their rap music. Yeah, but I listen to good rap music, so it's different. No, I would love a future where kids are blaring Chopin from their speakers, driving down unironically. That sounds like a very cultured future. I'm pulling out. Yeah. You dripped a little bit. Do you want me to put it back in? Yeah, what came out? Doesn't it belong in there? You don't want to lose a single drop now, do you? Oh, here, let me just let you lick it off my fingers. Oh. Such a good, good girl. Oh. So happy. You do. I love you so much. I'm just so reveling in that orgasm, that's all. You and me both. If you ever want to fuck me again in the middle of the night, you know how to wake me up. I love it when you wake me up sucking my cock. It's like the nicest wake up call. If that could be my alarm every day, I totally would, but that would require you waking up before me, which is unbelievably unfair to you. I know, you need your beauty sleep, because if not, you get cranky. You so do. It's okay. I have many character flaws. If your crankiness is your only one, then I think you're still winning. I'm glad you could agree. So humble and modest. You want to lay on my chest, sweetheart? Yeah, okay. Oh, come here. Yeah, you can lay right here. Get some sleep, okay? Yeah, I will too. I'm just going to wait till you fall asleep first, though. Because I like looking at you when you sleep. I swear that sounded less creepy in my head. I don't know, you're just really peaceful. And you're really cute. The best is when I catch you drooling. And I wipe it away for you so you don't wake up embarrassed. I know you're embarrassed now, but it's okay. We've been dating long enough that I can admit that you drool on me occasionally. I mean, that's... I come on you all the time, so I guess we're even. I think my cum is way worse because it's sticky and it's warm. I know you like it. So don't be embarrassed that you drool on me occasionally. I don't mind. Because my reward is I get you to sleep on me, and that's worth all the drool in the world. It totally is. Get some sleep, okay. I'll be right here in the morning when you wake up. Yeah, of course, I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, even if I have to pee, I'm gonna hold out till the morning. Yeah, I know. I'm gonna have to go pee if I have to. You'll know if I have to pee because you'll wake up with me spooning you instead of you laying on me. Yeah. Both are equally nice. I'll get some sleep, okay? Yeah. Just feel my fingers flying up and down along your spine. Just grazing your skin.